Okay, is that what your problem was saying?
Yeah, I think so.
What if it was the woman you say it was?
It was not John.
Or it was... When you say it was her, or it was she?
It was she.
And it's two people you say it was...
They or them.
Which would you probably say?
I would probably say it was them.
And talk about how tall you are, you'd say, who's not as tall as
I?
Or I'm not as tall as
he?
And he can do that better
than I?
And if you'd been to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say Texas is what west I've ever been?
The farthest.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
Or I'd ask you, if something was mine, I'd ask you, is this
yours?
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them?
If it belongs to them,
it's
theirs.
And to him?
It's his.
And to her?
It's hers.
Do you ever hear people say things like his'em or your'em or... How would you know that?
Okay. Well, for instance, like, you'd say, you know, somebody would say, is it his? They'd say, it's his. And
how does that sound to you?
Very uneducated.
Well, you hear that around here much?
Yeah.
Do you hear that around here much? Do you hear people saying that?
No.
And if there's a group of people at your house and they're getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope what come back in here.
I hope you come back.
Would you say you and talk to your whole group?
Probably say you all. That's just so southerners.
Would you ever use the word you all to just one person?
No.
Say there's a group at your house and you ask them about their coats. You know, everybody's coats. It's like, where are
your coats?
Would you ever say y'all's or you all's coats?
Not y'all's.
How does that sound?
It doesn't sound right. No, I'd probably say, where are your coats?
And if there's been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later you were asking about the people that had gone, you might ask someone.
Let me read that again, I'm sorry.
If there was a party and you hadn't been able to go to it, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you might ask someone, was at the party? How would you ask that? You want to know which people had gone, you ask.
Who went to the party?
What about who all went?
Oh, yeah. Who went to the party or who all went to the party?
And if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you might ask about them.
That belonged to more than one family?
Children are they, you say.
Whose children are they?
What about who all's children are they?
No.
And if you're asking about all the speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you'd ask someone.
I didn't understand that.
If someone had given a speech and you hadn't been able to listen to it and you wanted to find out the content of it, you might ask someone
what the speech was about.
Would you ever say what all did he talk about?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
What all did he talk about?
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say, he better do it
for himself.
And something made out of flour and baking a loaf.
Bread.